And now your letters. We received many responses to last week's commentary by Rebecca Sanderlin, the wife of a soldier at Fort Bragg. Rabbi Carl Choper of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, expressed the sentiments of several listeners. He wrote, "Rebecca Sanderlin's editorial on how the Army went to war and the rest of America went to the mall was poignant, but her anger is misdirected. It is our civilian leadership, not the American people themselves, who have made the decision that the public outside of the military will not be asked to make significant sacrifices. The American people, by and large, support the troops." He continues, "It is our leaders, starting with the president, who failed to mobilize the rest of the nation beyond the military to make any sacrifices, starting with the enactment of massive wartime tax cuts." Deborah Sackett of Warren, Indiana, was upset at last week's explicit report on the chaotic scene at the hanging of Saddam Hussein. "We warned listeners the story would be disturbing. Still," Ms. Sackett wrote, "was it truly necessary to give the horrific audio? The importance of Saddam Hussein at this point in history is irrelevant. Glorifying his death with audio detail makes him more important than he proved to be." And finally, a thank you note to Jackie Lydon from listener Maxine Harris. She was moved to tears by Jackie's story about Covert, Michigan, a town which integrated itself despite segregationist laws in the 19th century. Ms. Harris said the story showed the best of humanity. If you have thoughts to share about our program, go to our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us and select Weekend All Things Considered. And please tell us how to pronounce your name.